Cracklin studied the scheme, looking doubtful.
It'd be a mighty big swing needed to get onto that ledge, and look, the ledge itself is piled high with those loathsome creatures. But the main difficulty would be getting hold of the chain. It's much too far away for us to reach.
The thin, rusty chain hung down into the mud, well out of reach by about 8 spear lengths. Shad scratched his chin thoughtfully.
You're right, ma'am. I could soon clear those old toads off the ledge when I got there. But how to get the chain over here? That's the problem. Any ideas, mates?
Burr, aye. Fasten summit to a rope and try to snare a chain.
Shad's hearty laugh echoed boomingly round the vast cellar space.
Ha ha! Leave it to our old mole mate. Good idea, Diggum.
Knotting their own belts and habit ropes together, they fastened them to the rope Formole had brought with him. Shad coiled it up.
That should be long enough for the job. Now what we need is an hook to tie to our line. Let's have a look at your treasure trove, young buddy.
The squirrel friar tipped a glittering heap of precious objects from their cloak wrapping and began sorting through them.
Nothing here that looks like a hook, Mr. Shad.
Cracklin selected a long, thin dagger. It was a beautiful thing, more ornament than weapon, with a hilt crusted with seed pearls and blue John stones. Its slim, elegant blade was made of solid gold.
Here, this should do. Gold is soft metal. It'll bend.
Shad took the dagger, and setting it in a crack between the stair stones, he bent it double with a few powerful shoves. The rope was tied tightly to the dagger handle, and Shad twirled it like a sling.
Right, mates, let's go fishing.
The first few throws went short. Hauling the line back through the watery mud, the otter winked broadly.
Oh, you've got the range now. This time, does it? Red wall!
Mud splattered all around as he swung rope and hook in a circle above his head. Shad let go, paying out the coil as his hook streaked out. It landed with a splodge, slightly beyond where the chain hung. Crouching down, he began drawing the rope slowly in.
Easy does it, messmates. Come to me, you little beauty.
The chain moved toward them, but he waved his paws wildly, crying,
Good throw, Shad! You've got it!
It was indeed a good, or a lucky throw. As the chain appeared from beneath the surface of the swamp, they saw that the point of the hooked dagger had actually passed through the centre hole of a chain link, snaring the chain securely. But Shad took no chances. He continued drawing the line in carefully until he could reach out and seize hold of the rusted and muddied object.
Gotcha!
Cracklin backed off, surveying the risky venture with a jaundiced eye.
Who's going to go first?
The otter gatekeeper tugged boldly on the chain to test it.
Bless your heart, ma'am. Who else but me, seeing as I'm the biggest and heaviest? If the chain holds for me, 'twill be safe for all.
Without further ado, Shad climbed up 5 stairs and stretched his paws high, holding the chain as far up as he could. Abbas Tansy had a sudden thought.
Here, Shad, you'll need the spear to clear those toads from the ledge. Stay there, I'll bring it to you.